our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. You can find her work on the Tube, KEZI Sports, channel 709 in high def on my Comcast system. Catch up online, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. How are you today, KR?
Well, luckily I'm inside, so I'm staying dry right now, unlike a lot of those athletes out at Hayward Field.
Oh, right. I was being selfish, only thinking about me. you know, we have a really good time doing this segment, and anybody who watches you do your job sees how much you enjoy it, whether you're riding golf gadgets, smashing eggs. But with the horrors we're witnessing, how do you deal, like, fulfilling your professional obligations, knowing it's just sports, with such a heavy heart?
I mean, Steve, a lot of the time you just kind of have to take a breath. You have to take a beat, take a step back, and look at the bigger picture. I mean, everything that's just been going on this week, it's almost draining just to watch the news and, you know, talking with people who, you know, come up to me at the grocery store or anywhere else. They want to know what's going on in our news department, because it has been just such a draining week for everyone. And it's so hard to see. But, you know, then I continued talking with people, and they're wanting to watch sports. They're wanting to watch, you know, entertainment videos, something that can bring them a little bit of positivity, a little bit of light, a little bit of a distraction from everything that's going on in their lives right now, because this is so hard to see. And I think, you know, you kind of have to put a smile on and, you know, go out there and, you know, talk about sports. But, you know, in times like these, I really do like to think about that Martin Luther King Jr. quote that says he's, you know, decided to stick with love because hate is too great of a burden to bear. And I think in a time like this, that's really the mentality that this country needs to have right now. And it's just heartbreaking to see. And I hope that if I can bring a little bit of positivity to a person's day, then that, in my mind, I've done my job.
Good take. The word distraction. So let's do what they pay us to do and talk about some sports here. I mentioned earlier you're not only a tennis fan, but you play Wimbledon down to the finals. Let's go to the women's draw. A lot of great storylines. Venus making the semis at age 36. Serena again trying to catch Steffi for the most slams. But Serena at 34, in a game where by 30, most players are usually burnt out. How amazing is what she's doing?
Oh, she's amazing. And, you know, I was lucky enough in the Bay Area. There's a tennis tournament called Bank of the West Classic. It's over at Stanford University, and it's a women's only. And every single year, I would get to watch Serena play. Oh. And it's phenomenal to watch her in person. And a lot of these other women that go through the circuit. So that's always been pretty awesome. But I mean, she just has this mental toughness, and I think that is actually going to be the key to her beating Angelique Kerber tomorrow if she's able to, because I think this is a rare situation where Serena is going into the finals of a Grand Slam and she doesn't have the mental upper hand, and that's because Kerber beat her in the finals of the Aussie Open back in January.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that because I think for people who are casual fans, you think, well, Serena's definitely going to have the advantage power-wise with her physicality. But Kerber, you know, she's a lefty. She could actually stand in there and slug it out with Serena. This should be a heck of a match, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, her southpaw serve is something else. And on grass, serving is the key to winning. And what happened back in the Aussie Open in January, Serena just wasn't serving her best game. And she's kind of faltered. I can't say she's faltered because she's phenomenal, but she's been uncharacteristic a little bit in this tournament. Now, if Serena can serve the way she usually does on grass, she wins. Hands down, this game is her. Her serve is too powerful, and on grass, the serve is everything. However, if Serena loses that first set, I don't know mentally if she'll be able to bounce back from it, because the momentum really will be with Kerber. Not only has she won their last meeting, but having that first set underneath her belt, I think it might go to Kerber. And, you know, it is going to be tough for Serena because, that, like I said, that southpaw serve is really hard to control. And Kerber is just a great counterpuncher, so I know we're going to see some phenomenal returns off of her as well.
I can't wait. Not much gets me up that early in the morning. This will. Let's get to Kristen Rogers and how her favorite teams are doing. let's start with the news. Of course, Independence Day. Kevin Durant leaves OKC for Golden State. So what did you really think the chances were that would happen? And what was your reaction when you awoke and opened your Twitter feed on Monday?
Oh, I didn't think it was a possibility, to be honest. And I, what was it, back in 2010 when the NBA blocked the trade of Chris Paul for
right.
Lakers? I'm thinking there's no way this can happen. And then the little alert goes off of my phone, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And I, you know, there's so many different takes on this right now. I think it's obviously going to be phenomenal to have KD on the court, but at the same time, Warriors fans and true Warriors fans are starting to see some of their favorite bench players drift away. I mean, you know, Harrison Barnes can't make a free throw, but he's on his way out. You know, you saw Bogut go, and the one that really hurt me is seeing Festus Ezeli go to the Blazers. I mean, everyone in the Bay Area loved Festus, so that's tough to see. But obviously, you know, got to pay KD somehow. So I think, you know, it's going to be tough for Warriors fans to see some of those players go. I think that the cynical side of me, I'm, one, going to have to be prepared to saw off my own arm and leg if I ever want to go see a game at Oracle in person again. and then two, what happens if the Warriors don't win the championship next year? I mean, honestly, would they be considered the biggest failure in NBA history, having that starting five and not being able to win? I mean, it's going to be unreal. And I to go on a tangent for a second, I was talking with my dad about this the other day. It almost reminds me like USC football. USC, and you know, after the Pete Carroll era, I should say, USC in the past few years has had great talent, great recruits, great individual players that can go on to great NFL, you know, careers. However, together as a team, for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. They don't go anywhere. They don't win the Pac-12. They don't move on to the Rose Bowl like they have in the past. So my worry is that you're going to have a bunch of great players with a lot of pressure on them, but they may not be a great team together.
Interesting. And, of course, the glare of the spotlight's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
The big story in baseball all year has been, does the Cub drought dating to 1908 end? They get off to an historic start. But lo and behold, as we speak, the best record in MLB belongs to your Giants. From the top 1-2 pitching punch in the majors, if you ask me, with Mad Bum and Cueto. How you feeling here on July 8th about your Giants?
What I've learned about Giants baseball is you never start really investing in saying that you're going to make a run in October until after the All-Star break. So about a week after the All-Star break, then I will answer your question. all of the World Series championships have really come about after that point. So you don't want to get too excited too yet. But the one thing I am really mad about, Steve, is that Tola Colon just replaced Mad Bum on the National League All-Star team, because for whatever reason, apparently Bochy had Mad Bum starting on Sunday.
Right.
So he's now ineligible, and I'm very frustrated about this.
All right, we're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports. Down to a final 3 days of the trials, you and your colleagues at KEZI have been all over it. I know you've had sit-downs, gotten to know Devin Allen, of course, the 110-meter hurdle champ. Stiffer competition here than when he won the NCAAs. From what you've seen, what do you make of his chances to win or at least make the field and become an Olympian and travel to Rio?
Yeah, well, he actually just ran his in the first round of the 110-meter hurdles, and he won his heat. I mean, he was blowing everyone away. He was looking more like a pro than some of these pros out there, which is saying something, especially with that quality of that caliber of athlete out there on the track. So he's moving on to semifinals. And he is, you know, one step closer to Rio. He had one of his cleanest races he's had all season. Now, he said in the past he's really trying to focus on his form and not knocking down as many hurdles, and he was really able to do that today. So I think it's going to be exciting to see if he is able to punch his ticket. And, you know, I read this great article about him crossing off all of his goals at his childhood home, and the only goal left on his list was making it to the Olympics. And knowing how, you know, mentally tough he is, I feel like this is something he can do. Because honestly, we haven't seen Devin Allen lose a 110-meter hurdle race all season. I mean, it just hasn't happened. And, you know, in this first heat again today, didn't see that happen. So we'll see how he does in the semi.
All right, finally, be it the men's 1500 with all those current and former Ducks, or another event, you sent it out on Twitter that, you know, it's kind of Ducks galore. What are you looking forward to? What could we look forward to from you and KEZI this weekend?
I mean, in the men's 1500 semis today, there are so many Ducks. Way too many Ducks. I mean, it's mind blowing when you look at the list. And the top five from each semis, or two semis today, move on. So I think we're still going to see a lot of Ducks moving on. We have a team out live at Hayward Field, and then I'll be out there all day tomorrow, and then I'll be out live all day Sunday. So we're really going to recap and make sure we have all the coverage for you guys for the rest of the week. And it's going to be Duck heavy for the rest of this. And you know, we have the women's 200 meter first round going on right now. Jennifer Gandini just moved on. She won her heat. So there's a lot of Ducks in a lot of different categories that are moving on.
Should be a pretty sweet finish to what's been a fantastic event. KR, always my pleasure. Appreciate your time. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too, and stay dry, Steve.
Okay, have a good one, KR.